Good morning, this is Sal Selly. It is Sunday, October 31st, 2021. Happy Halloween. Hope you all are having an awesome weekend. And I'm in Austin, Texas, and the weather is beautiful. So I'd like to speak today about a really important topic, and that is this worth fighting for? There are going to be situations that we come across in life, either in our personal lives or in our work lives, where at stake is something that is critical, that is very important to us, and that is worth fighting for. And in situations like that, it is absolutely critical to put everything on the line and fight for that extra inch. It is super important to recognize that whatever the issue is that is of high priority to you, that you're going to do everything possible in your control to try to salvage the situation. Whether it is your relationship, whether it is your job, or whether it is an important client meeting, whatever the issue is, whether it is something that you absolutely have worked hard for so many years, the issue may be different for different people, but the simple question you need to ask yourself is this worth fighting for? And if the answer to that is yes, then go all out. Don't let anybody stop you from putting in everything you've got and more for that particular situation. Rome was not built in a day, and it's going to take time and it's going to take effort. But if it's worth fighting for, it's worth striving for. And if it's worth striving for, it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of commitment and faith for you to dig in and to present your findings in a logical and emotional way and to hang in there and not give up. If it's not worth fighting for, then it's small stuff. And what do you do with small stuff? You let it pass, because there's no point worrying about the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. And most of it is small stuff. There are a few things, however, that are worth fighting for because of the criticality of what they have for you and the space they occupy in your life. And those are the ones that you want to prioritize, and those are the ones that you want to be committed to 150%. 100% is not enough. You go all out. And you know, this is something that you can learn from your kids and see the commitment they have for things that are really important to them. You know, you don't only learn from elders. Your kids can teach you a lot. My daughter is in the UT Aquatics Longhorn swim team, and when I see her and the commitment she has for all her practices, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, she wants to go more, it really shows me what commitment looks like. And even if we go out to San Antonio for the weekend or for the holiday, she wants to be back so that she can make swim practice on Sundays at 10 o'clock. And she wants to be back on Tuesday and Wednesday, where her pre-swim practice starts at 5 o'clock and they practice till 6:30, and then they do dry land till 7:20, and it's so much effort and it's so much commitment, but she is fully committed to it, and that shows me and teaches me a lesson that is so important. Is this worth fighting for? So I hope this has been helpful for you, and you know, you've gathered some wisdom from this short podcast. Ask yourself that critical question. Is it worth fighting for? And if the answer to that is yes, and only you can answer it, not anybody else, then go all out for it. This is Sal Shelley. Happy Halloween. Talk to you all soon. Thanks.